Jackson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The January 6th committee recommends criminal charges against former President Trump.
Evidence we've gathered points to further action beyond the power of this committee or the Congress to help ensure accountability under law. Accountability that can only be found in the criminal justice system.
The committee recommending the DOJ charge Trump with obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the government, conspiracy to make a false statement, and inciting, aiding, or assisting an insurrection.
CBS's Deborah Alfarone says a conviction would ban Trump from running in 2024. Trump's former lawyer, John Eastman.
It's a dangerous step that this committee, it seems to me, has undertaken. I'll say more than dangerous. It is a Stalinist tactic, and we ought to be opposing it with all of our might.
Eastman pleaded the fifth when he testified back in June. The end of Title 42 is on hold for now. CBS's Matt Piper.
Chief Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has temporarily blocked the Biden administration from ending a pandemic-era policy of rapidly expelling migrants caught at the U.S.-Mexico border. What's known as Title 42 was set to end Wednesday, and a host of migrants have been holed up at the border awaiting that to happen so that they can cross into the U.S. Roberts' decision came with the request of Republican officials in 19 states, led by Arizona and Louisiana.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried may be extradited from the Bahamas soon.
A small police convoy escorted the prison van taking Sam Bankman-Fried to a courthouse in the Bahamas. There, he was expected to drop his opposition to extradition to the U.S., where he's facing 8 charges over the collapse of his cryptocurrency company, FTX. But his lawyers told the court the 30-year-old wants to see the U.S. indictment against him first. So back he went to the notoriously squalid Foxhole prison. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Russia launched another wave of drone attacks in Ukraine as President Putin traveled to Belarus for more military support. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We've also made clear to Belarus that if it allows its territory to be used for an attack on Ukraine, it would face a swift and decisive response from the United States and our allies and partners.
Parts of the South could feel the freeze this week. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Sub-freezing temperatures in Texas with wind chills far below that. In fact, our high temperature as we go into the day on Thursday in the Texas Panhandle might be as low as a single digit.
A blizzard could hit the Midwest and Great Lakes region. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 15. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows level off around.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar & Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show as we get you caught up on all things Wisconsin basketball. The Badgers with one game coming up this week. It'll be Friday night, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center against Grambling, a team that's playing Liberty tonight. And it's a team that's had a couple of power conference wins, including Colorado and then recently Vanderbilt of the SEC. So we'll get into Grambling a little bit as we move forward, but just don't assume that this is a walk in the park for Wisconsin coming up on Friday. Coming off a win against Lehigh last Thursday, where the Badgers really cranked it up in the final 14 minutes of that game, what looked like was going to be a real close game, turned into a 22-point win for the Badgers. We should tell you, first off, I know it's audio, but we need to thank the good folks here at Maple Bluff Country Club for hosting our TV recording and our radio recording here tonight. As Coach, you got the Overtime Club luncheon, so this is right. It's always as you mentioned before, there aren't many organizations like this left. But boy, this is tell about a loyal group. It's just, right. I would imagine, still kind of like a fun break for you to be able to mingle with.
It is, very supportive. Yeah. To do these overtime, that's a section or a part of our booster club. To be able to do these luncheons once a month here in DC, this is the first one of the year. So this is good to be able to do this and to host it here at Maple Bluff today. So that's great for obviously for them to be able to do it. But our booster club has been phenomenal, as I mentioned. You know. You touched on it. They're one of the few left in the country, let alone here at the university. So a group that at its core has been around and supportive and loyal through thick and thin, and have seen a lot of thin in the years gone by, back to the Faithful 5000, but have stayed true to us and have been extremely supportive. For those out there that aren't members or want to learn more about it, you can, I'm sure Matt will have the contact information. I don't have that number. Yeah. 265-6161.
That's
right?
The one. That's the one.
So you can call Laura in her office, the director of our booster club, and get involved. And obviously these events once a month during the season, steak fry in the fall, tip off in the fall. So a lot of golf outings in the summer, speaking of country club that we're at. We haven't had one here, but it's a really good group with a lot of great people, and they definitely have a good time at all the events.
Yep, 608-265-6161, as Coach Gard mentioned. That's the number to call if you want to get involved with the Overtime Club. Following the Badgers, does Tauscher ever show up? He's a member at this place. Does he ever show up at one of your luncheons? Because it's, you know, if it's free, I'm sure.
Yeah, food and free will be equal Mark Tauscher. I haven't seen him lately. I know he's knee deep in Packers.
Yeah,
right now,
he is. Yeah,
trying to find a mathematical equation to get him to the playoffs.
Yeah, but I just thought out of the blue I'd take advantage of an opportunity for a cheap shot of one of our football broadcast guys here. So coming off the win on Thursday against Lehigh, you mentioned, and we talked about it before the game, you mentioned it after the game, the scheduling is tricky at this time of the year. Finals fog, as you call it. I mean, for those of us who have watched for a long time, you're thinking, oh, here we go again. But that's part of the challenge or part of the beauty of the college game, because you're always going to have guys going through this for the first time, right?
Right.
The finals and all that goes with it.
First time or fifth time or anywhere in between. Mm-hmm. It always has an impact on them. So, no, I think they've handled so far. We're obviously still in the midst of finals, and tomorrow actually becomes a really heavy day in terms of finals taking. So, it's something you have to balance. It's part of the equation of being a student athlete. So, and they understand from our standpoint how important that is, how much emphasis we put on the academic side of it, and knowing that at the end of the day, the basketball is going to stop bouncing at some point. Hopefully they get to play after college, but more than likely either they won't or won't for long, and they have to be able to be prepared for what's coming next. So they know our guys are very mature, very smart. They understand how important the academic side is and wanting to finish the semester up strong here.
There's every year it happens in college basketball where a team loses a game that is a bye game, a BUY game, and it always gets people's attention. But to the credit of your guys, at least to this point, is that, you know, Lehigh had every reason to think that it could pull one off. I mean, they're up 5, about 14 minutes left, and, you know, sometimes when that happens, the home team doesn't rally, but the way your guys, it just everything, whatever was said in that timeout at the 14-minute mark, 14-minute and change, they came out and just looked like a really sharp basketball team.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got better defensively in the second half. And credit to Lehigh, too. I mean, we can talk about the things we did better, but I thought even watching Lehigh in their 7 or 8 games prior to coming here, that they had not played up to their potential. At times they had played too fast, which resulted in too many turnovers and bad shots. They had fouled too much. There was a lot of things that they had been doing that led to the recipe of not winning games. And I thought they were too good and too experienced to continue doing that, playing that way, that it would be corrected at some point in time. So, you know, for our guys to be able to respond and obviously make some shots and get some stops and make some shots, and they kind of play off one another, to be able to play a pretty good 14 minutes there in the second half was important, because I think, again, that's a team that's going to compete pretty well in the Patriot League. But more importantly, we got back to doing the things that make us good. And it was small, simple things. It wasn't erratic changes. It was just being more physical, more aggressive, specifically defensively. And I think that helped set our tone to make that 14 minutes pretty good.
You mentioned it to us after the game on Thursday, where a guy like Kamari McGee really did a good job defensively. And he was able to get some minutes there, which is good for him and good for Chucky, and that maybe he didn't have to rely on him for 35, 36 minutes. Boy, anytime you can do that, that's a positive,
right? Yeah, I think
that's,
I mean, as we continue to try to build depth, and that'll be an ongoing quest that I'll work on as we go through, you know, really the rest of the year. It's going to be a game-by-game feel of the right moments, the right time. You know, so for him to come in, Kamari to come in and do what he did, you know, to be able to go through that game and not have anybody, I think Tyler played 31 minutes, and that was the high. That's good. I'd like to, you know, in a perfect world, keep everybody at or under 30. That doesn't always, the opponents don't cooperate in that plan, Matt, most of the time. But, you know, I think as we continue to go forward, you know, there's going to be different combinations on the floor, and we'll continue to work with guys in practice. And, you know, that's the thing about, you know, Kamari, Marcus Silver, Chris Hodges, even Carter Gilmore to an extent. They've been wearing dual hats. They do scout team work. Then I bring them over, and then I send them back, and then they come back. So they've done a good job of – that's not easy to platoon back and forth, and they've all done a good job of balancing that and understanding the importance of both sides.
You mentioned Marcus specifically, and then Chris Hodges. People, you know, fans have been able to see a little bit of them. Where are they at this stage in their development? I mean, with Chris, it's been a couple of years since he's really been – playing in games.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think from Chris's standpoint, there's definitely been noticeable progress. But I think too, which is very typical for a young big, and then you throw in the fact that he missed a year and a half there at the end of high school. The speed of the game is pretty high for him right now. I think Marcus, on the other hand, I think I've watched his physicalness get better, his ability to take care of the ball better. The physicality that he's now playing with has helped him on the defensive end. So those have been steps in the right direction. And there are times, too, when he's on the floor, you can tell, specifically in games, that the speed of it is a little, he's still adjusting to that and getting you know, accustomed to playing that fast and that physical. And I don't mean like rushing up and down. It's more the mental speed of it than it is anything else in terms of making decisions and making sure those decisions become instincts. So you're not overthinking it. And I think when you overthink it, that slows you down. And both of those guys are working through that, both making definite progress. But I, you know, like I said, we got to keep those two guys specifically moving forward.
I haven't done his splits yet, Connor Asigian, but it sure seems to us as though he does a lot of his best work after halftime. You know, he's hit some pressure shots, obviously, and he did those back-to-back threes to get you guys started at the offensive end against Lehigh. Are we seeing that right? Is there something about that?
Yeah, I think the one thing with Connor, what I've noticed is his instincts and willingness and knowledge of how to play without the ball probably set up as much as they do anything we run specifically for him, because he has a really good knack of space, of cuts, of the speed of the cuts, of where to go. He just knows how to play, and he does a lot of things that you can't teach that he obviously picked up a long, long time ago that have helped him. You know, and I think he's still, you know, as a freshman, he's going to, you talk about finals fog. I saw it in him probably more than anybody, just because here's a freshman going through this for the first time in a lot of ways. But his just ability to play without the ball and do things that are natural, that are unscripted, I think really sets him apart.
You're talking about finals fog. I was telling someone earlier today, I wasn't even a college athlete. I had finals fog for 4 years, I think, in my college days. Badgers hosting Grambling on Friday night. We'll talk a bit about the Tigers as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Menards has everything you need to light your home. Sylvania's TrueWave Natural Light LED bulbs provide the closest light spectrum to natural sunlight. This helps you to see better by offering an enhanced color experience with show colors, whites, and skin tones with exceptional contrast. Save big money this holiday season and get a $10 rebate with a $40 purchase of Sylvania TrueWave LED bulbs at Menards. Good through December 24th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Four Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Moist Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Reminder, our next radio show will be on Monday, January 2nd. So it'll be a couple weeks out before we gather again for Coach Guard's radio show. Grambling coming in on Friday night. And always a lot of different variables that I would guess go into to scheduling. I don't know how much this has to do with it. I'll ask. There are four players from Milwaukee on this Grambling roster. Dante Jackson, the head coach, is a Milwaukee native. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to fall into place when you're scheduling these games, but when you can, is this at least a part of it?
Well, it's probably more on Grambling's, you know, desire to bring those guys back here. And we've done it before since Coach Jackson has been there. It's not the the first time. I don't know when, but I know he has. I can't remember exactly when, but it's been a couple few years ago that they came in. But, you know, I know, being on the other side of that, anytime you can bring, that was one of the reasons why Lehigh wanted to come, to bring the kid from Illinois, Taylor, back near home. And I know Grambling, I'm sure, has the same desires. And we look at that. We obviously, we don't play by games, but if we can do home and homes, if we have somebody that is out of region and we can at some point in time in their career take them back near their hometown, you try to do that when you can. So, and I think for them, it'll, you know, they get a break after Friday night. They'll probably send those four guys from Milwaukee home. They'll get the short bus ride or car ride back to Milwaukee for the holidays.
But you've obviously, in your time at Milwaukee, you were a part of that. It goes a long way into, you know, the finances of an athletic department. And for Grambling, they played that, they were at VaTech Saturday. They're at Liberty tonight. So two games in the state of Virginia. So that that obviously helps. But I mean, for the Gramblings of the world, games like Friday, that means a lot.
Oh yeah,
them.
It's, and obviously they've, you know, they have football, so that there is a revenue sport there. I don't know if the marching band makes money. They probably should.
They should.
As good as they are. But yeah, there's no doubt that's a non-negotiable when you're at that level. You know, the mid-majors and low majors, you have to play these type of games because it helps, you know, fund the rest of the athletic department.
And for this program, I mentioned it at the top. I mean, they won at Colorado. They won a two-point game at Vanderbilt. They actually led VaTech by 10 in the first half of that game, and then they went cold. And VaTech, which looks like it has a really nice team this year, by the way, they ended up winning, going away. But I guess my point is, and as a coach, you would never assume anyway, but for the fans, don't assume this is a cakewalk.
Well, we met as a team Friday, and we did the film review of Lehigh, and then we had them lift. But as at the end of the film review, we talked a little bit about Grambling. We'll dive deeper as we go into the week here. But my line to them was, this isn't your grandfather's Grambling. This is a different Grambling state than what you maybe have been accustomed to or have seen. So, and obviously you look at the scores, results, those things, but you watch them on film too, as I've done over here over the weekend. You can tell, you know, why they beat Vanderbilt, why they beat Colorado. I haven't seen the Virginia Tech game yet. I will here tonight, but I followed the score, and like you said, they had a lead. So this is a team that I don't know if there's anybody better in the SWAC. I haven't seen everybody or really looked, but I'd be shocked if there's somebody better. So this is probably, if all things fall right, an NCAA tournament team if they will win their conference tournament. So, but they've got some experience of like three or four grad transfers, 10 transfers in all. So it's been a team that's come together really quickly via the portal, you know, as we've seen in other places, and a team that will have to play well and spend these few days this week as we get wrap up finals, getting ready for a good team on Friday night.
I remember Bo Ryan used to say over and over in games, you know, such as like this or similar, is that, you know, these teams, they're not going to come in awe. And, you know, this was 20 years ago. Bo was saying this, that, you know, you might know guys you're up against, AAU games, high school, whatever, that those teams that most don't think can match up, they really believe they do. And you just mentioned that with the portal now. I mean, you know, these guys were, you know, some of them were at power schools. So maybe that's even more so now. They're just not going to be at all.
Yeah, I think what you've seen is just a dynamic shift in the parity of college basketball, and this has been ongoing. I think the portal threw gas on the fire, so to speak, of making it even more having more parity across the country, and really, you know, Bo always used to say, don't get caught up in the number behind the school, meaning Division 1, 2, 3. There's good basketball at every level. I think you boil this down even tighter. There's good basketball. I don't care what conference they play in. I don't care what you call them, mid-major, low-major, high-major. The three-point line, the transfer portal, the shortness of the game, the because 40 minutes goes really fast, you can turn a tide really quickly with the three-point shot and some momentum. So really, like I said, these are games that you have to – you're going to play because you need home games, you know, and they need them because they need the guarantee money. So, again, you learn really quickly. I think maybe the casual fan doesn't understand it, but when you go through it and watch film, you know that there's a lot of parity, and you're not surprised by when teams – when team – Z knocks off team B or whatever around the country, no matter where it is. It's basketball. Welcome to college basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. You had a game-free weekend this past weekend. So what does the head coach of the Badgers, does he completely get away from it? Does he dial into Ohio State, North Carolina, Kansas, Indiana, watch other coaches sweat?
I saw a little bit of the end of North Carolina and Ohio State and very little of Indiana, Kansas. Saw some of Houston. Mm-hmm. Trying to think what other. A little bit of Purdue, Davidson.
Yep.
But a lot of Grambling State. As my wife was watching Christmas Hallmark movies on the TV, I'm watching the Grambling State Tigers at various venues across the country that they've played. So that's my holiday movie.
I was going to say, there's never really an escape. Even when there's a so-called gap in the schedule, a gap between games, it just it kind of...
Well, you know, man, I'll tell you a story from a few years ago. I haven't done it recently because I probably... You know I like to hunt.
Yes.
Okay, so... One year, it was early in the season, like I literally took my laptop out in my deer stand with me and was watching film.
Okay, that's kind of sick.
It is. I'm embarrassed to admit it. All the true hunters out there, they'll probably be sending me some letters or emails to say, what the heck you doing? But I haven't done it. I've talked about it. I thought about doing it since. I've taken a book here or there. But, yeah, there was one time. That's how hard it is to get away from it, to let you know.
Yeah, so much for escaping. I would think when you're hunting, you'd want to have undivided attention on the task at hand.
Yeah, it was a slow day, so I got through a lot of film.
We talked last week, finals fog, and now the finals are going to wrap up here. The campus is going to be empty. I know for the television taping, you touched on it a little bit, but try to do some things to mix it up for the guys here as well. Plus, they get a little time away.
Yeah, you know, we'll mix up practice. Even starting today, we've got different things planned for today. And through the week, too. We'll have tomorrow off. Tomorrow's an exceptional heavy finals day. You know, the life of a student has changed so much. The finals are more online and not as many like you and I, Matt, back in the day when you had to take final in every class and in person and bring the blue book.
I know.
Remember you have to write the blue book out
exactly.
A little bit?
Yep.
You had four in one day and none of the professors would move them for you. You just take them back to back to back to back. They tomorrow is one of those days for everybody. So they'll have the work cut out for them, but we'll, like I said, today and then go Wednesday, Thursday and just mix in different things. I'll pull out drills that they haven't had all year and make it fun, do some shooting contests, those type of things. Maybe, I don't know, winner gets a candy cane or something like that. We'll do something, yeah.
We also had to trudge through 5 feet of snow to get to those finals, too.
Absolutely, uphill both ways.
We had to grind it, man. No rest for the weary. They're so easy these days. Badgers hosting Grambling on Friday night. We will check in on our next segment with Connor Sejan. He has become, I guess, a fan favorite, and he's been really good. We'll hear from the freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, as the Greg Gard Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
May all the things you enjoy and look forward to be yours this Christmas. Here's to wishing you the joy of Christmas and a happy new year from Rich A. Funeral Home, proud sponsor of this year's Holiday for Seniors.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 15. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 6 below. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight with another 4 to 8 inches Wednesday through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
The Greg Gard Show continues. In a few minutes, we'll check in with Badgers assistant coach Dean Oliver. But right now, we visit with Connor Asijan, a freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, who has captured the attention of Badger fans, not to mention Wisconsin opponents. Connor, one of four players averaging in double figures at about 10.5 per game, a 46% clip from the three-point line, and a perfect 17-for-17 at the free throw line. There's just something about him when he enters a game at the Kohl Center. There's just seemingly a little extra buzz going on in the stands. Now, as focused as Connor is on the task at hand, I still asked him whether that's something he notices.
I mean, kind of, it's just on, I'm just kind of really going in there and playing. So I try not to worry, you know, about the outside really too much. But, I mean, I hear it a little bit. It's hard not to when it's coming from a lot of different directions. I hear a little bit of the fan activity when I get in.
It's certainly, people have noticed your very quick release on your shot. Take us through that, the development of that in your earlier years of playing basketball. It looks like it's come naturally, but I'm sure that's hours and hours of work, day in and day out. Take us through that, just your form and. Was there somebody that you watched growing up that you wanted to emulate? How did that come about?
So when I really first started playing, I really wasn't scorer, shooter at all. I honestly was pretty bad. but it was really just a lot of just kind of wanting to just be good and just repetition after repetition. And it really, there wasn't really anyone specifically who helped me with my form, with my shot. My AAU coach, Casey Adams, was always kind of with me, just kind of in there in the gym with me, just helping me a little bit. But really, like, my form, my release, all that, like, it's really just self-taught, honestly. It really is.
When was it where you really felt confident, like, you're not really bad anymore? In fact, you're pretty good.
Throughout middle school, I was kind of deciding between baseball and basketball. That's kind of, I really wanted to dial in and take one to the next level. And so it was probably around seventh grade is when I really kind of took that step to, you know, really make that leap to go and really try and take basketball to the next level.
What position did you play in baseball?
I was pitcher and shortstop.
Okay. Favorite team?
I grew up a Tigers fan.
Okay.
Because my mom's family is from Michigan.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, in your bio, and I'm probably the 1,000th person to ask you this, with your grandfather, a relation with Robin Yount, he played a little before your time, but I would imagine you've been reminded of that a little bit in interviews here. Have you been able to learn a little bit about Robin Yount and what he means to Brewers fans?
Yeah, I didn't really realize how much history there was behind that name until once we kind of got like closer to the Brew City Battle, and when we went to the Brewers game to kind of support that, you know, kind of hearing people talk about it, and then, you know, knowing obviously I was related to him. Especially when we got into the locker room, I saw, you know, his jersey and his memorabilia, you know, having its own like showcase.
Yep.
Seeing just, you know, it's just pretty cool just to kind of see all that.
How cool was it to play in that game, to play in a baseball park, to play a basketball game? How was it?
It was kind of like a dream for me. Yeah. I got the best of both worlds in the two sports that I love. So to really go out there and, you know, kind of be able to compete on a baseball diamond, but playing basketball, the sport, you know, I want to take forever, that was something, a really cool experience that I'll never forget.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, your freshman year, it doesn't matter if you're a freshman or a fifth or sixth year senior, you go to France, you play at American Family Field, you go to the Bahamas. That's not bad.
It's a pretty fun and eventful freshman year. You know, welcome to college.
No doubt. And probably a great help for you, or for anybody for that matter, the off-the-floor time, which in the Bahamas probably didn't happen until after the USC game, I would guess, because you were playing early games. But probably just a good chance to interact and get to know one another quite a bit. Has that been a big help?
Yeah, the France trip especially, you know, being together for like, I mean, a week plus. I mean, that was huge just to really, for me to get to know the guys. I know I'd been there in the summer a little bit for workouts, but that the France trip and you know, just kind of traveling with the guys has really helped, you know, me with my chemistry with the team and just our chemistry in general.
People, obviously, they've noticed you with your work on the offensive end, your ability to score. You're making some plays on the defensive end of the floor. I was talking to Chucky about this. I ask almost every freshman this, about making the adjustment to the defensive end. It looks like you're making more plays here as this season moves along. What's the toughest part of understanding everything that goes into defense at this level?
Everything at the next level in college is just bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, even like our principles, it's just the speed is just so much quicker, and just kind of making it a natural instinct. I mean, I've been taught, you know, every coach has different principles, different things they preach. And so getting to college and, you know, now you have to like for sure do it and you have to lock in. It's really just getting, you know, the natural instincts down just to, you know, kind of do it naturally and not have to worry, you know, and second guess myself.
And a lot of big, strong dudes out there to deal with too, right?
There's a couple big dudes. Maryland was definitely an intro to the Big Ten for me.
I want to get into another area with you. We were talking before the camera started rolling. I'm an older guy, so my social media is pretty limited. Twitter, mostly, a little Instagram. TikTok is kind of your area, though, right?
A little bit. I do a little bit of TikTok, yeah.
And video editing, too. Mm-hmm. That, take us through that, because that's something that, again, maybe a lot of folks your age like that. How did that start? I mean, well, what is it about that appeals to you?
So, I mean, I've just kind of always enjoyed, you know, just kind of seeing a different side of the game. It kind of gets you behind a camera is different than playing or even just coaching little kids. It's all different. So I know my dad had kind of done it a lot. That's kind of how I started with it. He did a little bit for like our high school team. And then I just kind of wanted to see what it was about. And then once I kind of picked up a camera and got a little bit of video editing skills, I kind of just took off with it, and I just enjoy doing it now. Yeah.
I think one thing that people will enjoy seeing, and maybe they did when you committed, the video that you and your brother put together. How long did that take? There's a lot of edits in that thing. It's pretty well done.
It took a lot of time, especially with a time crunch, too. You know, once I called Coach the day after my official saying I was coming, I didn't have long before it was going to start to, you know, people were going to start figuring out what I decided. So it took a lot of hours in a short period of time to get that video done.
You were happy with it, though? It came out pretty well?
I was pretty happy with how it came out.
Is the gym there? Is that kind of your home, the home base where you worked on your shot? You worked on all the individual stuff that you need to play this game?
Yeah, that was the AAU team, Team Focus, that I kind of grew up playing for. Mm-hmm. That was kind of like the gym that we were able to use basically whenever. So, you know, the people who were there were able to bless me and with the opportunity to be able to get in there, you know, know the code to get in basically whenever there wasn't, you know, a team practicing. So, I mean, there was a shooting gun in there, weight room. I mean, anything you really need for basketball was in there.
People know now, or if anybody reads your bio, the first Badger recruited from Indiana since Charlie Wills. You got to meet Charlie, right, earlier this fall?
I did, yep.
Is he giving you any advice, you know, like one Indiana guy to another, or is he just kind of letting you go?
Haven't talked to him a lot yet. Just kind of talked to him that one time when I met him here for a booster event. So, but definitely we'll be wanting to keep in touch with him.
Yep, he was a pretty good player here. He doesn't shoot as well as you do, but he did a lot of other things. The confidence with you, Connor, it's really, I think it's part of what the fans here really enjoy about you. You like to, I mean, that you just look like you're having a time of your life when you're playing this game, and you hit a shot. It was, I forget which game it was, one of the recent games where you had your palms up. I mean, that's just you being you, though, right? You're just enjoying playing the game?
Yeah, I'm just out here and having fun. You know, basketball is what I love, and so I'm out here. Every minute I'm out here, I'm really just, you know, soaking it all in, especially at this level.
That is Badgers freshman guard Connor Asijan, an exciting young player and a key member of this exciting Wisconsin team. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll visit with Badgers assistant coach Dean Oliver as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Put a little love in your heart.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
The Greg Gard Show continues. Time now to check in with Badgers assistant coach Dean Oliver. Of course, Wisconsin on Thursday night defeated Lehigh 78-56, ending a stretch of games decided by five or fewer, seven straight. And as many close games as they had last year, they never had a stretch quite like this. I asked Dean Oliver, who's played at a very high level at Iowa, has been on this staff for several years, whether he has ever experienced any stretch like the one the Badgers just went through. Dean, I guess the first thing is we record this. This team is in the midst of one close game after another. I mean, you guys had this last year, but not this many in a row. Have you ever been a part of a team that's had these seven straight games decided by five or fewer like this team's going through?
No, not at all. You know, it just is a testament to who they are as far as being able to battle every night. And no matter what happens, who's having a good game or what's happened within the game, whether we had a lead or came back, they're just going to play all the way through and just keep fighting and keep fighting and do whatever it takes to win. So it's rare when you have this many close games, but you know, it makes you battle tested for the Big Ten.
I'm glad you said that, because I think there's always there's a feeling that there's an element of luck. There could be a bounce, there could be whatever, but there's got to be something with just knowing how to win, not panicking when you get into crunch time in these games.
Well, definitely. Once you get to the Big Ten, you know every game's going to be tough. You know there's going to be crucial moments, and you got to be comfortable in those crucial moments. And when you've been tested early on, I think you're just, well prepared when you hit those moments. And obviously, we're not doing it on purpose. We'd like to, us coaches especially, would like to have a little more bigger leads going down the stretch and not have so many close games. But it does prepare you, and I think our guys are very comfortable, and multiple guys are comfortable. You know, there's been different guys that have been in at the end of ball games and got some of that experience. So it's been great for us. We're making the most out of, what's happened.
So it's true that it's easier to be a player in those moments than it is to be a coach watching the players in those moments.
Definitely.
It was interesting. I was talking with Chucky here recently, too, and how he's adjusting to probably being higher on opponent scouting reports, where last year it was Johnny, obviously, and Brad. Chucky certainly, as the year went on, became more of a focus. But I think there's something to be said for that, too. He knows that teams are really, they're trying to cut the head off the snake here, right?
Yeah, definitely. You saw it right away from game one. You know, he's kind of been numero uno on the scouting report for other teams and trying to make it difficult for him and try to wear him down and try to attack him. A lot of teams, I think, last year probably would have went away from him because he's such a good defender. But now they're trying to go at him a little bit and make him guard to try to wear him down. So he's made great adjustments. I think, he's figuring out his moments and understanding that when he needs to take over to score, or when he needs to make a play, and when he needs to get others involved, and just getting more comfortable with choosing those moments, because obviously the ball's in his hands a lot. He has to make a lot of plays, and teams are always keying on him, and he has to adjust to what teams are doing, how they're guarding him, and he's done a nice job of making those adjustments and kind of switching up, you know, his moves even, when he attacks, when he uses his pull-up, when he's driving the kick. So he's done a nice job with that recently, and he has to continue because teams are going to continue to adjust to how he's playing and try to stop what he's doing.
It's been funny. It's been not funny. It's been fun watching Max here. I mean, you guys, you brought him here for a reason. Oh, Mike and I have talked, like, you can't just look at a box score. You can't just look at a stat sheet to see this guy's value. From a coach's perspective, what is it, you know, beyond points, boards, all the rest, that really jumps out to you?
I think the consistent intensity every game, you know, that competitiveness and drive he has, and I think the selflessness. You know, he could play a whole game and not take a shot, and you won't see anything different from Max. You know, he just takes the right ones and plays as hard as he can, loose balls, all those things. Like you said, it doesn't show up in a stat sheet all the time, but he has a consistent drive and energy all the time, and it's positive with his teammates, and he's got his brother's back all the time.
Connor Assijian, I waited a little bit before we got to somebody who's become I guess a fan favorite, or one of them already this early in a guy's college career. The confidence that the rest of us are seeing with him as a freshman, is that's what you saw probably in high school, tearing it up in Indiana, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I got a chance to see him a lot. We all did, you know, over the summer and throughout his season. And that was one thing that always stood out about him, is no matter, you know, a lot of times when you watch players, you want to see them play well, but you also want to see when they don't shoot it so well. Well, there wasn't too many games where he didn't shoot well, but when he didn't shoot it well, he had that same confidence and that same energy, and you know, he was going to keep on shooting, you know, and it was true confidence, and you're seeing it now, and I think that's really helped him. But I think he's gaining some confidence on the defensive end. He's gaining some confidence in what he's doing passing wise, playmaking wise, and he's able to kind of display even more of his game, because we've seen even more than what he's done so far.
Yeah, he was talking about that, Dean, about the big adjustment, size and speed. Compare, yeah, high school to here, and you know, maybe fundamentally you have an idea, but it's got to be at the snap of a finger.
Yeah, it definitely, size and speed has a big difference in your decision making. You know, a lot of shots you think you're going to get off, they get blocked, or a lot of passes you think you're going to make, they get deflected or stolen. And he's getting more comfortable with that now, and it's, you know, a lot of freshmen, they have to just learn from experience, and you got to take some of the bumps and bruises and learn from them. And he's doing a nice job of that, and he's starting to see his spots, and he's very crafty and figuring things out really quickly.
Are you seeing with a guy like Jordan Davis too? Because we've watched him hit some huge shots, and that's what makes the highlights. But is he kind of carving his own identity right now, you think?
Definitely. You know, and he's another great role player, similar to Max, and that it doesn't matter each night, it could be something different. He's one of our best cutters. A lot of times he's getting stuff off of cuts that isn't necessarily in the offense. You know, it's designed to give you that freedom, and he's finding his little spots there. And then other nights he's hitting the big three, and then other nights he's getting the big defensive stop. So just staying prepared at all times. I think what he's done a great job of recently is, you know, kind of sharing a role with Connor. You know, at the end of some ball games, we've put Connor in there on offense, and he's come in and said, you know what, I'm gonna come in on the defensive end and lock something up. And then, you know, if he's open, he's gonna take the right shots and he's made a lot of big ones. So just staying open to whatever the team needs and just staying prepared at all times. He's done a tremendous job with that.
Okay, I'm picking off a lot of names here. We'll go with two more and leave it at that for this time around. But guys who, you know, fans have seen, if it's a Kamari McGee, they're seeing him a little bit. Isaac Lindsay now on scholarship. You know, there could be games where they get 6, 8, 10 minutes. There could be games where they don't get off the bench. And that, I know Coach Gard always says, hey, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. That probably isn't real easy to do, but these guys seem like they really have bought into that.
Well, I think the biggest thing is they want to let each other down. They know they have to you know, stay ready for each other, because they, like Coach has been telling them, you never know which game or which game's going to be, you're going to be called upon to do something. And you have to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And Kamari's done a nice job. I thought in the Iowa game, you know, sometimes he's going to play in the first half and then not even play in the second half. In the Iowa game, teams are pressing. They're pressing us. You need a better ball handler in with some quickness, and he got in there and did a nice job. Isaac Lindsay has came in and been real steady and knocked down threes when we needed to and been solid on the defensive end. So, and they're able to just stay ready, but they don't want to let each other down, and I think that's the great attitude you got to have, is that it isn't about you. It's not about playing 20 minutes or 25 minutes. It's about, hey, if I play that 1 minute, I'm going to give the best I can in that 1 minute. And those guys have taken that attitude, and then, you know, they're also trying to grow their roles. So if they do a nice job, obviously, you know, they'll grow their role and get to play a little bit more. So they're keeping a great attitude of not trying to let their brother down.
That's Wisconsin assistant coach Dean Oliver as the Badgers get ready for a Friday matchup against Grambling State at the Kohl Center. We'll take one more break back to wrap things up on the Greg Gard Show on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game. They are bowl eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday, December 27th. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
ID Plus membership with code SAVEBIG.
Take a quick check of the schedule for some Big Ten teams in the coming days. Tomorrow night, Indiana, coming off that loss at Kansas over the weekend, will be home against Elon. Queens out of the Atlantic Sun Conference will make a trip to Lincoln to play the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and Northwestern beating a city rival in DePaul over the weekend. We'll stay in the city of Chicago hosting Illinois-Chicago UIC. Those are the games tomorrow night. Among the games on Wednesday, Michigan State in-state game against Oakland of Michigan. The Wolverines will play North Carolina in Charlotte. Pretty aggressive scheduling for Juwan Howard's team. Eastern Illinois is at Iowa. Ohio State, at tough luck overtime loss at Madison Square Garden on Saturday against North Carolina, will be at home against Maine. And the Purdue Boilermakers, having knocked off Davidson over the weekend, the top-ranked Boilers at home against New Orleans. And among the games on Thursday, the annual rivalry matchup, Illinois against the Missouri Tigers, that will be in St. Louis. As for the Badgers, they will host Grambling State Tigers coming up on Friday night. Our coverage will start at 7 o'clock. Tip time is 8. We mentioned four players for Grambling from Milwaukee: Vershawn Cotton, Quentin Morrell, Terrence Lewis, and Peyton Parrish, and the head coach Dante Jackson, a Milwaukee native. So no doubt be a special night for them. Hope you can join us at the Kohl Center coming up on Friday
night.
For Coach
Gard,
Connor
Season,
Dean Oliver, Engineer Dave McCann, and Coach Gard, I'm Matt LeBay. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Friday on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 9 above, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow 15. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows level off around 6 below. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight, with another 4 to 8 inches Wednesday through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.